I could put my mark on nearly every property in Mill Road. Starting off with the very, very, very first restaurant that came on Mill Road was called the Bistro Italian, and that was just past Mawson Road, not but the second shop along there. And that was hilarious because this gentleman, he was a restaurateur, and he, I don't know, end of jobs for him, all kind of places, restaurants. But this particular one was the first one on Mill Road that had the change of use to a restaurant. And he wanted it to be to really update wine bar, everything. So he drapes the place out with curtains and candles and all the things that you do, like a London bistro. And in comes the fire officer. Out, 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 out. Nothing like this. We can't have this in here. And that was the whole idea of it being so, well, whatever, whatever. So that was a bit of a disaster, but I think he got over it in the end. So that was the first one that ever got planning permission. But you've got to make sure the water's there, the gas is there, the electric's there, the storage, the hygiene, the toilets, hand basins, everything that is needed for the health and safety wasn't in those days, but for the health officer, the fire officer. So you had to get the fire exits right, 48 yards, feet, whatever it was then, I can't remember, to the nearest exit for people sitting down, and that chair layout, that table layout. So I was involved in that, and also any structural alterations, if they wanted walls out or walls put in, and get the planning permission for it, and get the building regulations permission, and obviously the fire officer's permission. And I used to let the owners deal with the environmental health officer. So that would be my brief on that, planning if needed, and also the building regulations. And that was what was needed on all of them I did. And also in those days, I used to go personally to the fire officer's fire station and get the fire officer to advise me or the client what they wanted. And that was done all on a very personal note, which isn't done now. Because if it got refused, then I'd go to appeal. And then it would go to the Department of Environment, and you'd meet the inspector on site, and you weren't allowed to speak to them, only if they spoke to you. There's lots of rules and regulations on that one, but yes, and that would be that. And that is when I got in, well, not got into trouble. That was when this planning officer, chief planning officer, he didn't like my numbers of that I got approved after he'd refused them. In fact, I was called to his office one day, and in fact, I ended up thumping on the desk. That's another story.